Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show I was guided to create so that people would have a place to go to get the answers from their guidance so that they could give answers that could actually help them to change their lives. Because our brains don't actually work in the way that we've been taught that they work, they take what we already know and rehash it and reshape it. But your guidance can take you to a whole new level of being. So if you have questions for me or for Elizabeth today, give us a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And now I will let the amazing, wonderful, beautiful, incredible Elizabeth introduce herself. Hi, Elizabeth. Elizabeth, do you have your phone muted?
Did I have it muted?
There you are. Yes, you did.
you know what these smartphones with the touch screens, it's like all of a sudden I'm calling somebody. Wait, no, I didn't mean to call you or whatever, right? As soon as I start talking, I have two dogs here with me today, and they both just leaped up like, what's happening? What's happening? They're very cute. Oh, now one of them is licking me. Oh, that's so nice. Well, gosh, okay, again, here I am again, like faced with having to introduce myself. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, let's see. Let's just close my eyes and see what I'm supposed to say. Okay, hi, I'm Elizabeth Sadu, and I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy. You can actually find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, Sadu, S-A-D-H-U, that's Facebook. And, oh, gosh, you know, sometimes you think about what is it that I do? And I guess I listen a lot, you know, I'm listening for the messages, I'm listening for what's the next thing to do, what's the next move, and just listening to my guides and wonderful partners. They're laughing. They were saying, "In partners in crime," but of course it's not partners in crime. They thought that was very funny. Partners in life. Yeah. And I love being on this show with Barbara Amazing Grace because we laugh a lot and it's so fun to connect with the different people who call in. And anyway, super fun time. So I was just talking to my mentor last night and dear friend. We've been working together for, gosh, 35 years or something. And I said to him, I feel like I'm just waiting. I don't feel like I'll see, you know, that people are doing this or that and the other thing. And I mean, I have my own little, you know, 15-minute radio show once a week, but I feel like I'm kind of waiting to see what I'm supposed to do. And he says, oh, yeah, yeah, you're just in this period right now of just seeing, you know, when it's time to do more stuff, because I feel like I'm going to be doing more. I mean, I've had visions of being on a stage and talking to people and dancing around and talking to people and dancing around. A lot of dancing around. So anyway, we will see what unfolds. I just take it not even day by day, but it's kind of been a minute by minute kind of thing. And I know you know what I'm talking about, Barbara Grace.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I know you do. So that was kind of an introduction, I guess, a rambling something or other.
Okay. Well, that was great. That was telling people who you are and what you believe and what you see for your own life. So, yeah, you covered everything.
Okay, good.
Well, great. So I guess we can go ahead and take our first caller then and see where we're going to go next.
All right.
Okay. Area code 512. Hi, what's your name?
Hello, ladies, this is Dave. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How are you doing?
I almost feel guilty calling you, Barbara.
Hi.
Because the same scenario seems to play for me. And, you know, the funny thing is, I'm really an all right person. I don't get this this information that just keeps beating my brains out. And I can't shut it off at times for whatever reason.
Well, apparently there's something there that it really wants you to get. Well, let's see what kind of message Elizabeth gets about you and your life and this information that you can't shut off. And we'll go from there. How's that?
I thank you so much.
Okay.
Right,
well, let's
pressure.
See here. Yeah, I was going to say, my goodness. So it was interesting when I heard you say, David, that you couldn't shut it off. Interestingly, the first thing I thought of, and so interestingly, just at this time, I'm reading this book called The Medical Medium, and I had heard about this person through a very close friend, and then I was at the library yesterday, and I always look at the new books on the shelf, you know, and there was that book, like, practically jumped off the shelf at me, right? And so I haven't read very much, but he talks about how this spirit, and I'm not sure if this is you, but it made me think of it. So they're telling me I'm supposed to talk about this. So this guy says that when he was 4 years old, he started getting this voice. And it wasn't even necessarily inside himself. It was like outside himself. And it was so persistent. And basically, it never shut up. And so for him, it was this path of being able to read people's energy and figure out what's wrong with them and what to do, you know. And he calls himself the medical medium, and it's pretty unique what he does. But what I'm getting is that there is something that you're supposed to be doing. I mean, obviously, you're getting some kind of message. So I guess I didn't understand whether you're hearing a message or you're just something's coming up that is trying to get your attention or whatever, but I'm getting that has to do with your path, like your future of what you're going to be doing. So can you just answer that question?
I'm glad you asked, because basically, you know, it's worse when I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning and come into this place, and, you know, I'm smiling, I'm all right, but it's like anxiety that's in my experience, but it's not mine. And it seems as if this anxiety either is a part of or opens the door to this information of doom and gloom and lack. And it just keeps beating me up. You know, my job is not working right, or, and it's almost funny to me, but I tell you, it's been happening all my life. And it goes away. Mm-hmm. 2 days ago, I woke up, and this is for everybody to feel. I woke up, and I woke up in that state again, which is very unpleasant. But mm-hmm. I went out, and I went for a ride. I had to go downtown. I got my car and rode, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm having this experience where it feels like I'm swimming in a delicious pool. Everything was slowed down, and everything felt great. I a couple hours there. Of this, I guess this energy coming in, I felt it. It was absolutely blissful, and I was totally aware of it. But then again, this morning, I mean, you know, when things change, when I have movement in my life, it's just something just, you know, I'm not saying it's something other than me, but whatever it is, it just says, it doesn't want me to move.
Okay.
And what your feeling is, I've been a musician all my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've got a child and I've got a job. It's kind of shaky because I'm in a place where real estate is really selling quick. And my job kind of hinges on real estate not selling very quick. So it's kind of, you know, that's kind of in flux, you know. So it's like, you know, when these things come up, you know, I was having this talk with myself. I'm still that little boy that's just, it doesn't know how to make this world work.
Yeah.
You know, I was having that experience. It's like, this shit is just too, there's too much pressure here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to really be that way, you know. I get it. Mm-hmm. You just wake up every day and you let things go, happen as they may. But when I get to that point, I've been saying it sitting here for 3 hours. And I just, some days, I just can't shift it.
Yeah. No,
I hate to say I can't do something, but,
No, I know. So what I'm getting is that it's part of, it's like it's an outside thing, and it's not part of your intrinsic being, but what I'm getting is that you're super empathic, and you're super sensitive, and that you're picking up on energy around you. I mean, the world is fucking nuts right now, right? I mean,
you know,
it's crazy.
You know what the problem with being that little boy is?
What?
You can't trust your real blessing, because this shit is all wrong coming at me. Everything is wrong. Mm-hmm. I deal with wrong, not right. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
well, that's
I don't, there is
what
no
your
me.
Job
it's
sounds
like,
too.
Huh?
Go ahead.
So, you know, when it gets to the point of manifestation or being in this clear space, it's like, well, I can't, or no, that what I'm really trying to say is being intuitive about something with my own self and letting it happen and moving through it. It's like, well, you know what? They've convinced me, or somebody's convinced me in my life that shit doesn't work, because I've just had terrible thoughts, and my life hasn't been that bad.
Right.
So this it's kind of like I've been cursed, and I've got this perpetual scam on me that if I really how do I say this? It's right on my intellect, but I can't put it into words. The whole thing has been twisted for me. It's as if that I've been brainwashed into believing that I can't let go because that's not even it.
No, I get it, David.
I've been having a thought process that is naked for the very beginning that really is not mine. So it's like I can't believe that a positive outlook changes shit, because – the thoughts that I've felt that are so bad, really nothing happens. Are you getting what
right.
I'm saying?
I'm constantly
in this anxiety type place, and I know it's not real, but the feeling overwhelms me. So I can't really believe that being positive changes things either. And
right,
I'm not talking about
right.
Dave. I'm talking about the real Dave in there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a pretty deep.
Okay, so
Dave,
let's take a pause. Take a pause for a sec.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope
this
you understand.
No, I do. I totally get what you're saying. And so the interesting piece here is I feel your energy. Your energy feels very positive to me. Your energy feels like this, like you have a lightness about you and an upliftedness about you. And I think what's going on is that you've had this thing put on you. Because it's interesting you say as a little boy or something that it's kind of like you're that little boy. So a couple of things I'm getting. The angels are showing me this big honking pair of scissors. And the Archangel Michael is also here with his big-ass sword, he says. He says, it's my big-ass sword. And so what we're going to do here is whenever you have these thoughts or this anxiety or whatever it is, and it almost looks to me like it's a pile of blankets on you. So they're showing me a couple images. For one thing, they're showing throw the blankets off, just keep throwing off the blanket, throw off the blanket, throw off the blanket. And at the same time, they're showing me that you are taking those big scissors and you're cutting it. So you're cutting it away from you. It's like this cord that's stuck to you that you've been it's like an old, how do I call it? Just an old message or an old belief system that you just, it's time to let go of it because it's time for you to move on. And Archangel Michael is also saying, if you want help from him with his big ass sword, he says all you have to do is ask and he will cut that for you also. So the two images I'm getting really strongly that you throw off those. Can you see yourself? It's like you've got this big pile of blankets on you. You keep throw off the blanket, throw off the blanket, throw off the blanket. So the image of you doing that for yourself. And they're saying even if you want to lay on your bed and put a couple blankets on you and even do it like really physically to like really sink it in your body, they're saying that might be also very powerful. You can visualize it and that will be perfect, but they're saying you can do it the other way too. And then with those big scissors, and they're saying they want you to take those big scissors around with you wherever you are. So then the other thing I'm getting is your job. You said something really interesting about your job. You said that your job kind of hinges on real estate not moving quickly. Well, really, you know, what we want is for real estate to move quickly. We don't want it to be kind of stuck. So they're saying if you could either have a different way of looking at your job or get yourself into a different profession, then that would also be very powerful for you. And they're saying there is something there for you. And they say it could be having to do with your music, but they don't like to make predictions. But they're saying that you will have some inklings that you will know, but that it will be very helpful for you to cut this stuff, throw the blankets off, and then things will become more clear to you. But they want you to really hang on to the fact that this is not your stuff. You're just super sensitive. You're picking up on everything around you. I mean, think about it. You said you want your, you know, part of your job hinges on things not working, basically. So where's the joy in that, right? I feel this joy, this underlying deep joy about you. And so it's kind of like this bewilderment, like what the fuck is this stuff coming at me? Why do I keep having these feelings, right? So they're saying there's big stuff out there for you to do that you're going to really have an impact. But it's just like you got to let go of this stuff. The other thing they're showing me now, because they're saying you're super sensitive, super empathic, is imagine yourself surrounded in green jello. And they've used this image before where you can see through that. You can see through, so you can do what you need to do, but it gives you a protection. And green, of course, is a healing color. But what will happen is any of that energy comes to you and it'll bounce off. Now, I'm super empathic and I'm real sensitive. And over the years, I figured out, you know, this is a real, also a real blessing because I can pick up on stuff and I know what's going on. So they're saying that, like me, in a way, you will be able to use this as you figure out how to manage the energy, you know, that you don't need to take it all on. Does any of this make sense to you?
Well, yeah, it gives me some tools. You know, as I sit here and hear this, I mean, I'm dealing with something that's probably gone on a couple of lifetimes. So I have this part of me that says, here's some more bullshit, you know, and something else to do because I do that. But, you know, I have to be honest with you. This morning I'm starting to pray. And you know what I said to myself? I don't know who the fuck I'm praying to. I'm really just to this point. I'm living in this place where the God that I'm looking for, I don't see him here. And I have to admit that to you. Maybe that's a flaw in my character. But this, I have a problem with this world. I don't like it. I don't like what it's about. And I don't see how in the hell anybody can tolerate this. So I'm in skin. Yeah. I don't want to leave. But that's what I feel. I don't know where I come from to have this strong urge, but it's to the point now, it's like, this shit's got to change, you know?
Right.
So it's been a heavy duty.
It sounds like you got a tough path here. And I don't know. I don't know what else to say, but they're just showing me the word love in huge capital letters. And they're showing me that it's as huge as the, you know, like the Hollywood sign in Southern California, that they're saying, like, and they're showing me that you're hanging on that L. It's like you're standing on that L holding on because you're holding on to the love. And now, and then they're showing as you do that, you're standing on the L and you're got your arms above your head, spread wide. Like, and they're saying the word jubilant, that you holding on to that L, holding on to that love, and then you become jubilant.
I appreciate your help because actually just this interaction shifts everything. And I don't understand that either. You know, Florence Scovel Shin, I don't know if you read her books.
I love her.
She always had somebody say the words for her. It seems as if I'm really aware that if I don't grab somebody to say the words for me, that's what pulls me out of it. So I'm really blessed that you guys are there. And I was just going through this feeling, and then Barbara's message popped up on my email. It's like, oh,
awesome.
Okay. You know?
Yes.
So I appreciate it, and I'm going to go get out those big-ass scissors.
Things are shifting, brother. Things are shifting. Okay, Barbara Grace.
Well, Dave, they want me
You're
to
welcome.
Do this particular process with you, which is actually connected with the love and the scissors and letting go. So it's also connected with prayer, although it doesn't sound like prayer, there is a prayer connection. That's okay. So I'm going to say these words and you are going to repeat them. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. This little boy who wants me to see wrong to protect me.
This little boy that wants to see wrong.
That wants you to see wrong to protect you.
This little boy that wants me to see wrong to protect me.
I know that you love me.
I know that you love me.
And I love you also.
And I love you also.
And I know that you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
And I know that you would never do anything intentionally to hurt me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
But these attachments that you have are hurting me.
And I also know that I participated in this willingly.
I also know that I participated in this willingly.
But I really didn't understand what I was participating in.
But I really didn't fully understand what I was participating in.
But now I know that you are hurting me.
But now I know that you are hurting me.
I have changed my mind, and I am not willing to participate anymore.
I have changed my mind, and I'm not willing to participate anymore.
So I am asking you, please, to remove your attachments from me.
So I'm asking you, please, to remove your attachments from me.
Remove these attachments from my mind and from my life, please.
Remove these attachments from my mind and from my life, please.
My way of doing things is just as valid as yours.
My way of doing things is just as valid as yours.
So please respect that and let go.
So please respect that and let go.
I am sick and tired of dealing with your fear-based belief systems.
I am sick and tired of dealing with your fear-based belief system.
I have changed my mind, and I don't want you anymore.
I have changed my mind, and I don't want you anymore.
I am now exercising my full level of authority.
I am now exercising my full level of authority.
Grant it to me over my person at the moment of my creation.
Grant it to me
over my person at the moment
over
of my creation.
At the moment of my creation.
And you must now leave.
And you must now leave.
I release you.
I release you.
Take a couple of nice deep breaths.
Barbara, you know, you nailed it. I must have been 9 years old, and one night they gave me an extra tetanus shot. I had a tetanus shot on a Tuesday, and then Thursday I fell on something. My mom took me, got another tetanus shot, and I died that night. I am a walker. I've been having two experiences. And the shitty one's much stronger than the other one.
Just breathe and let it go. Yeah. All of this is coming up so that you can just let it go. You don't need it anymore. You've asked it to leave, so just breathe and let it go. Yeah.
I always thought it was something outside of me, and it's not outside of me.
No, it's never actually outside of us. It's always within us.
Well, I need to go be quiet. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome, sweetheart. Take care of yourself.
Much love to you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big shift.
Yeah. Barbara Grace, I'm getting to do a couple chants for him, and it's almost like he doesn't need to be right here present with us to do it.
Okay.
Okay. The first one I'm getting to do is just protection. Ad gire name, jugad gire name, sat gire name, siri guru deve name. Ad gure name, jugad gure name, sat gure name, siri guru deve name. Ad gure name, jugad gure name, sat gure name, siri guru deve name. And the other one, this is really interesting. I haven't I don't think I've ever gotten this one to share with other people, but it's like a chant for Archangel Michael is saying, "This is my chant." It's a it's almost like a call to arms in a way, but like a love call to arms. I don't even know how to explain it, but they're telling me that I need to do this. So I'm going to hold the phone kind of away because you do it really loud. Okay. Boy, that woke the dogs up. And part of the meaning is the infinite truth is undying.
Ah. That feels good.
Yeah. What a lovely, lovely man. I just fell in love with him on the phone. What a lovely man. Seriously. Wow.
And I know he's supposed to be doing things with that music that is just supposed to be the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're saying that it's coming, so. Okay,
yes.
Dave, we know it's getting better.
Woo!
Mm. All right, okay. Take a breath so we can move on to the next caller.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, area code 860. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Amala.
Hi,
okay,
Amala.
Say your name again.
Amala.
How do you spell that?
It's not going to necessarily help you because it's spelled A-M-L-A. But you could pronounce it any way you'd like. It's all good.
Actually, the spelling does make sense in my head. Okay. Hi, Amala. What can we do for you today?
Hi. It's interesting, when you were doing the healing on the past gentleman, I caught you. I was in and out, but I caught you when you were talking about, goodness gracious, that I respect you, but I need to respect myself. Something, I don't know, you were saying something like that in the healing, and I really resonated with that, because what's happening with me is that I'm actually legally blind, and I'm a motivational speaker, and I'm actually connecting with yoga centers and reaching out to people, and I conduct workshops. And, you know, in the end, and you know, as a healer, people are people, and I just feel so much rejection and assumptions and judgment, and they don't even want to give me a chance. And it, because of the ego and the fear, it's like this just happened this morning. This woman is just completely not only making judgments, but she's basically telling me how I should conduct my business. And you're doing it the wrong way. You shouldn't be calling me. I should email her with my resume. Well, I actually reached out to her because I want to be personal with her and say who I am versus a random email from somebody that she doesn't know. And this is happening
right.
A lot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Amla, hi. This is Elizabeth.
Yes.
Hi. So what I'm getting, girl, is that your time's coming. And that, pardon my language, but fuck those people who don't get you. You don't need them. You don't need them. Now, I know, you know, there's probably this underlying, like, you got a need to make money and da-da-da, all the stuff, right?
Yeah.
Go with your gut. You're right on to make the personal contact. Really, seriously, that it's gonna ring true with many, many, and I'm seeing that it's gonna really kick in for you pretty darn soon. Now the angels are they don't like to make predictions and that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, the times are shifting now, and people are going to be ready for you. And it's, don't lose confidence yourself. Don't let the, what is it? Don't let the turkeys get you down kind of thing. Right.
I know.
You know,
can I just explain a little bit? It's just, I'm not even making, like, I've been through so much ignorance and hardships, and it's part of my life. And I know angels and God, and I'm just like, please let me get through this, because it has not been easy. It has not. And I know I still have some vision. I know it's going to get a little bit more challenging, and it just, I'm a heart girl, and it hurt me. It just really hurt me. And I just wanted to honor that and then, get through that way.
I know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard me telling Dave about the green jello. So when you go into a call or, like that, or even a one-on-one, if you're kind of in somebody's space like that, just, you don't know, right, what you're coming up against. And because you said, you're a heart girl, you feel it. So imagine yourself surrounded before you go into interactions with green jello. And the angels have given this technique. It's kind of a way to figure out how to manage your energy, especially at first, as you're coming in with people. So the green jello, you can see through it. It's easy to imagine green jello. It's a healing color, and their energy bounces off you, right?
Yeah.
So you can just say, oh, okay, this lady's not interested. Fine. Burp. Bounce off.
Yes. I like that. That's cool. And the green is the heart chakra too. So that makes sense.
Oh, good. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
Well,
you definitely got stuff going on, girl, and you're going to get there. And I know, think of, because I've had a challenging life also, I think many of us have. Think of it as just your building blocks to get into where you're going. I really, at this point in my life, I wouldn't change anything that I've been through. I just couldn't, because it's made me who I am today. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to be able, what'll happen is you'll be able to, there's going to be people who'll be able to relate to you on this amazing deep level that's going to blow everybody away. Like, you're just going to have these amazing connections, amazing experiences, and you're going to reach a lot of people.
That's exactly, I know the heart, love prevails. Love prevails. Everything.
Yes.
I just am also curious. Along the topic, I've lost a lot of friendships along the way, and I know it's for my highest good. So I know you said that I'm going to be meeting some incredible people professionally and personally. Do you think? Because Okay. Cool. Yeah.
There's not going to be any separation anymore. I mean, because if you think about, really, that's bullshit. Why do we have to keep things separate? We're all one here. We're all connected.
Yeah.
We all got stuff going on. Yeah. So, Barbara Grace.
The cast before the miracle.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Amla.
Say that again. You're breaking up.
Oh, no,
yeah,
okay.
You're kind of far away from your phone or something.
Oh, hold on. Hello? How's that?
There you go. That's better. Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think of this saying? I mean, like, as the saying goes, do you interpret this, I'm just asking, as the chaos before the storm kind of thing of just rebooting and just magnifying myself?
If you look at the world right now, I mean, holy cow, there's like crazy stuff going on. But you know what it does? If you notice, I mean, I don't really watch news. I don't get into it. I'll have some ideas about what's going on. But have you noticed what is happening is it's bringing people together.
Yes,
it is. People's hearts are opening. And yes, there's a lot of tragedy out there. But on some level, these souls have chosen their path, right? And
yeah.
So it's like they're sacrificing or whatever. I mean, and I only say that not fully believing that because, you know, this life is only one aspect of being in this 3D world, right? Who's
sure.
to say this is the best thing, right? So anyway, yes, there's a lot of shifting and shaking going on. Interesting things happening out there, crazy appearing things happening out there. And it's just all part of this shifting, you know, as things are coming together. I mean, and I can't even begin to imagine what the world is going to be. I mean, who would have believed it 10 years ago, right? But anyway, so it's just being present.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Being really present and just, okay, what's my next step, right?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
you betcha.
That.
Yeah.
I honor myself now, and I think that's what it is. It's like, because especially with the disability, you know, it goes all directions, and it made me look at myself, and I've always felt like the underdog and the smaller one, so to speak, in the grand scope of things. But, you know, my essence is true and pure. Why would I have it any other way? And so I really do
Absolutely.
Trust myself. I really do love myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Barbara Grace.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm getting is that part of your shift in your life is to start seeing solutions, like with the call and the woman's reaction and the things that she said. You
sure.
can see all of that problem. But whenever you see a problem, your guidance wants you to come up with at least three solutions. Just
okay. Sure.
See what flows to you so that you are focused on the solutions.
Solutions.
You can do this
okay.
even before you make the calls. You can give yourself three wonderful outcomes that can come from this call so that even before you're making the call, you are in the energy of wonderful things are happening. I am receiving what
that.
I'm looking for. My life
yes.
is amazing. These people are just going to love me. They are going to be so grateful that I called. I am providing a service that changes people's lives. I am
yes.
doing things that changes the world. And when you are making the call from that energy, that's
yes.
a whole different experience. Than being yeah. afraid of, okay, are these people are going to like me? Are they going to accept me? What if they don't like me? What if they say something wrong? That's all
right.
very constricted. So think
and
of
that's
things
fear.
That make
and that's
you
fear.
Feel
so,
expansive.
Yes.
And you
yeah.
don't ever need to be in fear.
Yes,
so
exactly.
make sure that
okay.
everything you're doing makes you feel love, brings
yeah.
joy into your life, and allows you to respect yourself.
Yes.
And if you
exactly.
do that, then everything has to flow with that love, that joy, and that respect, which changes everything.
Absolutely.
And it's not a matter of you controlling anybody. This is your feelings that you're working with. This
exactly.
is the energy you are putting out there. And some people
yeah.
will accept it and some people won't. And the ones that don't, just surround them with love and let them go.
And let them go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. Because
yeah.
you don't need to hang on to any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm slowly learning that it's shifting pretty quickly in the last few months even of just, all right, what is this teaching me? This happened. Nothing happens outside of you. So what is this teaching
exactly.
my soul? What do I need to grow
yes.
from? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's hard, you know, in the sense of, you know, the heart does what it wants to do. So it's also about honoring my feelings as well. I've done the other way as well, is that, you know, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way because you should just let it go. Well, you only can. In my words, in my theory, you can't surrender and let it go until the heart feels it. If your heart isn't feeling it, if you're from your head, and it's in a way, it's like putting a Band-Aid when your leg is broken. That's not going to help you. You need to feel it and then let it go.
Well, sometimes you need to forgive it.
Yes, that's
and that,
true.
That
yes.
lets your heart let it go. So
yes.
you may not always understand it. Some things happen in your life that don't make any sense to you until, you know,
yes.
years and years later. Then you can look back on it and go, oh, yeah, that makes sense now. But you can forgive it so that
exactly.
you don't need to drag it with you.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
letting go is an important part of it. So even if you don't understand it, forgive
right.
it.
Right.
And let
exactly.
it go.
Exactly. Exactly. That makes sense. Thank you so much. You've made me, both of you, I just feel so much lighter. I'm sure you could feel in my energy. And
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, because you do have
many,
a beautiful
many
gift
blessings.
To offer to the world. So, you know,
yeah.
don't ever think that people don't need what you have to offer, because there are so many people that do. So just stay in that energy of love and enjoyment and respect.
Yes.
And that way you don't have all that other crap to deal with, because that's not a part of your life.
Exactly.
You're choosing to be in
yes.
love.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thank you for your show, and many, many blessings to you both.
Blessings.
You are so welcome, and thank you for
have
calling.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Definitely. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. And we are moving to our next caller from area code 313. Hi.
How are you? Sherelle.
Great. Sherelle?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Sherelle.
And what can we do
Hi,
for
ladies.
You today, Sherelle?
Yes, I was wondering, what is Sam's intention? What would I hear from him? Are he upset with me? Please and thank
okay,
you.
Okay, so what was his name again?
Sam.
Sam?
Sam.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this a living person?
Yes.
Okay. Did you talk to him?
I'm sorry?
Did you talk to him and ask him?
Yeah, no. But I have told him, but I have not, like, talked to him, but I told him, texted to him, but...
Okay. The angels are showing me that you're picking up the phone and you're calling him and talking to him directly.
I called, but he does not answer.
Okay.
So maybe I will at a point. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me hold, hang tight for just 1 second. I just want to sit here for a second and see what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, I'm getting to do a chant. And this is a chant for neutral mind, kind of non-attachment. So it can be really helpful, I've found, in, you know, like we get this idea in our 3D brain about what we want to have happen, right? We think we know best, right? So this kind of opens up the possibilities of more or and beyond even our wildest dreams kind of thing. So just sit tight and listen. Asankanav asankatav agam agam asankalo asankakehe siddhabhara hoi akari nam akari salah akari gyana gita gunaga akari lakana bolana ban akara siddhasan jogavikan Jine laketa siranai, jifaramai, tiftipai, jeta kita teta now, vinanave nahi kotao, kudurata kavan kaha vichar, vayana java ekavar, jo tu dipave saibalikar, tu sadasala mata nirinkar. So the angels are telling me to sit back, enjoy your life, enjoy what you're doing, and just chill for a little bit, you know, give it a breather. I know it can be hard if you're wanting somebody to call you, or you're hoping it's
What is his intentions? Like, what is his feelings towards me?
Well, if he's not calling you back, way, it's like he maybe just needs a little space, is what I'm getting.
Okay.
You know, I mean, that seems like a, you know, I mean, we get anxious about stuff. Sometimes then people pick up on that energy and it makes them away a little bit. So the angels are saying, go about your day, find the joy in the little things you're doing, and just give it a little bit of a rest and, let it unfold a little bit. So, Barbara Grace.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so first thing I'm getting is questions. Hi. So the first question that they want me to ask is, what is it that you want in your relationship with him?
Honest, loyalty, trustworthy, honest, trust, communication. It helps.
And so are you looking for him to be your mate or life partner or husband or whatever terminology suits you?
It's a relationship. It ain't got to be a long time, or it just be a relationship.
So it's always been a friendship. Or an intimate relationship?
No, it always been a friends with benefits, but I want to be able to move forward beyond that. That's what I'm trying to get him to understand, to tell him that I have more to offer than just that. But I guess since we started off with friends with benefits, I don't know. I'm just confused.
So it sounds like you've changed your mind about what you actually want the relationship to be.
At first
it was perfectly casual. There was some intimacy, nothing serious, nothing deep, no, you know, conversations about the future and all of that sort of stuff. But now you're actually looking for more.
I told him that multiple times, not just recent, that I wanted more.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been telling him that.
All right, so let's see what they want to tell me about this. Okay, so they're saying that since you originally started the relationship, that everything was supposed to be casual, they were just supposed to be occasional benefits, you know, nothing serious, nothing long-term. That was what he was expecting. Now, you've changed your mind. You want more. You want a real relationship. You don't just want that.
Yeah.
The word booty call is coming up for me. You don't just want that.
Exactly.
Okay. They're saying that you may need to end the relationship with him. And that may be why he's not connecting with you, why he's not calling you back. Because he doesn't want more than what you guys had. In which case, you really do just need to end it with him and then find another relationship, a relationship based on the more that you want. Do not make it casual, nothing to it, because you deserve a relationship with someone who's going to absolutely love you and adore you, who's going to want to spend time with you and have long conversations with you, where you end up talking to like 3 a.m. before you guys actually finish enough to have a little sleep. You want that kind of a connection. You want something real. And that's not what you established with Sam. That's not what it started with, and I don't get that that's actually what he wants.
Oh, that's why he was upset with me, because I got mad at him because my car got stolen like a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you couldn't call and check on me to see, you know, if I need anything, if I'm okay, can't talk to me, anything. And I was just mad at him, so I got mad about that.
He doesn't see you that way. He doesn't, you know, spend his days thinking about you and, oh, and when am I going to see her and when is she going to go? No, those things don't go through his mind. You have a particular purpose in his life. You know what that purpose is, and that's all there that it is for him because that's all that he wants. Now, you want more, which means you've got to let him go and move on.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
And this is Elizabeth again. And for some reason, I keep seeing that you're going to meet somebody, and I keep seeing that this person is going to give you a foot massage, like often.
Foot massage. Oh, that sounds
good. Hey, I'm going to meet him.
That sounds so lovely and relaxing.
Yes. You deserve it.
Yeah. That's it. I think my ex want to get back with me, but I'm not. I don't want to be bothering him.
Mm-mm. No, you're not supposed to go backwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true too.
Yeah.
Thank
now you know me. You know what's gonna happen. You're gonna kind of start ignoring him, and he's gonna get a little more interested. So then you're gonna have to decide.
Oh Lord Jesus, that's what he does to me. He constantly ignores me.
Yeah,
like
there you go. You get out those big scissors and cut that cord.
Yes, and it's so hard to do. It's so hard. Like I see the signs and see the messages, and I just be like, Sherelle, why are you? You know, you don't. He keeps ignoring you. Why do you keep running after you know, you don't chase after no guy at all. And that's what I've been doing. I'm not even gonna lie. Just been chasing. Trying to show him that I'm different.
That he doesn't want to be caught. So stop chasing him.
Right.
Yeah. That is true.
And you really don't have to chase after the one that wants to be with you. That person is in your life by choice. So there's no chasing involved.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you're in a relationship and you feel like you're chasing the other person, you might want to seriously consider letting go of the relationship because it's not mutual love and attraction.
Right.
So remember, you really do deserve someone who loves you.
And I know I do. Oh no, I do.
Good.
I really do. And I just be setting my, you know, standards high. But it's just, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
There's nothing wrong with high standards.
No,
I mean, there are incredible, amazing men out there who are in those high standards. There's nothing wrong with wanting someone who's going to be what you're actually looking for. Just make sure that you are also being what you are looking for. So all of that honesty and, you know, compassion and communication and all that stuff, make sure that you fit that description as well.
If I run to him on the street so he could know what he missed out on. So he's like, oh, Sherelle looking good. Oh, Sherelle looking good. Let me try to get her a call. Seriously, because there's been a couple of times where, you know, I haven't heard from him, you know, a couple of weeks, and I end up running to him on the street, and it's the same day he texts me, what you doing? And I'm like, no, I don't try to text me now when you see me.
Well, now you can let him know that you've moved on, that he had his chance and chose not to be involved with you, and you respect that, and you've moved on with your life.
Well, that's a good one, too. That is a perfect sentence. Thank you so much, ladies.
You bet. Take care.
You're welcome.
You too. Have a great day.
You too,
sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, let me get back to the computer because I'm running around doing things while we're talking.
I'm glad to hear you do that too.
I don't in general, but it was like I was getting these nudges that I should just get up and do this one little thing.
Yeah, so I know.
That's what I was doing. So, okay, I was going to ask you a question, and now the question's gone out of my head. Oh, God, what was I going to ask you? Because it felt so right in the moment.
It's so funny when that happens. It's like, where did that go? It was so strong. We live in a house now that has an upstairs, downstairs, and sometimes I'll come upstairs and it's like, wait a minute, why did I come up here? So I'm getting good exercise running up and down the stairs. Like,
well, that's good. At least there's a benefit.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that's funny. Oh, excuse me. I've been getting woken up very early by these cute little dogs. They decide that about, 5 o'clock in the morning, it's time to start playing, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Okay. So, how do people find you if they want to work with you? Are you willing to have some things with you?
Yeah. I love working with people. I'm just doing it as a gifting right at this moment in my life, but I'm totally open to people reaching out to me. So you can email me, ElizabethSadhu@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji, MataJi Sadhu. And I guess the address for Facebook is facebook.com/innerlifecoach. That's my moniker. And otherwise, that's kind of the easy ways, I guess, to find me. And I'm delighted to do that. Give you some sound healing or something. Angel messages. Whatever it is, I keep getting that I'm going to be calling whatever I do it's something completely different, and it hasn't come yet. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
Well, there was this statement that I heard earlier today, and now they want me to say this statement to you.
Okay,
so I'm just going to say it. Okay. It's the best way to be of service is by charging money. So what you do has value and teaches value. I don't know if your guys have been telling you that, but, well, yes, it would be good if you said it.
Okay, so say it again.
The best way to be of service is by charging money. So what you do has value and teaches value.
What I do has value and teaches value. Yeah. They're telling me that it'll happen at some point, but it's almost like I'm in this resting period right now in this, and they're showing me it's like I'm percolating and formulating and whatever. Cogitating. It's like all this, fomenting. I don't know. They're showing me all these words. I know that at some point, and also partly I've got stuff. My husband is not completely sure he wants me to have a business because he thinks it's going to really complicate our lives, And so there's a little bit of that I'm kind of waiting for him to shift. I mean, do you know what I mean? That, this is usually how it works in our relationship. If he has a, if he's balking at something, but I'm really clear about it, then I just kind of wait, you know, and usually he shifts. And in 25 years, he's done a lot of shifting, you know, and I've done a lot of shifting too. So anyway, part of it, because I'm in this kind of fomenting state or fermenting or whatever it is I'm doing, then it's giving him a chance to do some shifting and stuff also. And he's actually out of town for a week, which is, which I always miss him, but it's really actually kind of wonderful in a way, because then I get to have my own schedule. I can eat whatever I want to eat or watch a movie or just whatever, you know, how it is. And I'm hanging out the dogs and then, you know, doing all this bunch of stuff, you know, while he's gone, but having lots of nice kind of quiet time too. So anyway, I feel like things are shifting and so we'll see, you know, where it's going to end up. Cause I have gotten very clear that at some point I am going to have lots of people want to use my services. I mean, part of it too, is I know that there's this shifting of, cause I called it angel readings, but I'm getting that it's not going to be called that. So I don't know. I don't even know what it is exactly. You know, I mean, when you and I do this on your radio show, it feels really lovely. And you know, but I don't even think what we're doing here, I'll still do this kind of stuff, but whatever it is I'm going to be doing, I don't even know what it is. I sound like a complete flake, but it's like, oh, well. So anyway,
well,
just
I'm
kind of
getting that you're going to get the answers pretty soon. So it's,
all right,
it's
going
to be time for you to, you know, start taking those steps. So just be open to whatever they're bringing you, because they're bringing it.
Yeah, I believe it. And I've got my website is on hold right now, but I've got, you know, I'm still paying the domain and do it, you know, keeping the domain and all that stuff. So anyway, you know, so at some point it's ElizabethSadu.com, and then I also have EyesToTheSoul.com. So anyway, we will see, won't we?
We will. So just listen to those lovely beings and do what they say, you know.
You
for
betcha.
Sure, I know that. Okay. So we'll move to our next caller. And I don't know if you're Skype or a private number, because it's just showing all ones. So hello, whoever you are. What's your name?
Hi, this is Akanksha.
Okay, how do you spell that?
A-K-A-N-K-S-H-A.
Akanksha?
Yes.
All right. Nice to meet you. Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi. I'm calling from India.
Wondered. Awesome.
So what kind of question do you have for us today?
Well, I was hoping if you see anything around the career shift happening anytime soon, a job shift for me.
Okay, let me see what I am getting. Okay, well, I'm just going to start talking. Sometimes I'll get these images or I'll start getting words and it doesn't make any sense to me at all, and I'll even doubt it. Then they're like, just start talking. So for some reason, they're showing you on a big ship. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that you're going to be traveling to a new job, if it means you're moving to a whole different country or something like that. They're telling me that's not it exactly. They're just, is it?
I am trying to move to another country, but I haven't heard in yet.
Okay. So I guess the big ship makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily be going on a ship. They're saying they're just showing that as a representation of, they're showing it as a huge, large, very large ship, that it's going to be a big, big, big change for you. Okay, let's see what else I'm getting. Okay, I don't know. They're telling me they want me to just do a chant right away and that more will come after that. So, okay, they're wanting me to do the chant for miracles, and they're saying that it's not that we don't believe in miracles, it's that this particular chant will sometimes feel, when things shift, it can feel like a miracle, like, oh my gosh, I'm so amazed and happy that this thing shifted, because sometimes we feel really stuck in stuff, like it's never going to change, yes. It's never going to change. Well, you know what I mean? So yes. They're saying that this chant helps that. So just hang tight and I'll do this chant for you.
Okay.
And actually, this is for anyone listening. Dun dun rum das guru, genesidia tene savaria. Puri hoe karamat, the opposite of janahare dharia. Siki ate sangati, par brahma karanama sakaria. Atala ataho tolatu, tera antana para varia. Jini tu sevia bokara, se tu de para utaria. Lava loba kamakro de maho maraka de tu de sapara varia. Tana sotera tana hai, such a tera pesa karia. Nanakatu lehena tu hai, guru amara tu vicharia. Guru ditta tamana sadaria, guru ditta tamana sadaria. Guru ditta tamana sadaria. Okay. Well, it's interesting. Basically, they're just showing me that you have some possible steps in front of you, and that what they'd like you to do is they'd like you to. So let's say you have three possible paths that you could take, or three possible next steps. So they want you to look at the first one and close your, you know, imagine it, whatever it is. Close your eyes and see how it feels in your body. So if you feel your heart and your whole body feel happy, then that might be the step. But do that with all, however many choices you have, and see how it feels in your heart, in your body. So if you feel like a sense of like dread or kind of this heaviness feeling in your body, or you feel your heart kind of shut down, you don't feel happy, that's probably not the step you want to take then, right?
Right.
Yeah. So does that make sense?
Yes, but there are just too many chances and too many opportunities. I am very confused.
Yes, exactly. So they say that this will be a really valuable tool for you to use in many, many things in your life, but that for right now, this will be very helpful for these different opportunities and possibilities of what you can do. So you just really see how you feel in your body, and especially pay attention to your heart area. If it makes you feel... like if you can feel yourself just filled with absolute joy, because you actually, what could happen is you have a couple of the opportunities do make you feel happy in your body. So then focus, you know, eliminate the ones that make you feel heavy or dark or whatever. So then let's say you have two opportunities in front of you. Well, you could certainly take a next step with each one, but really sit with them and see what fills you with absolute giddy joy, you know, what makes you feel joyful and happy and like you want to start dancing. That's the one to take.
Yes.
Barbara Grace.
Okay. So the first thing that I was getting was that moving is something that you really, really, really need to do. I get that where you are has a lot of limitations. I don't know if these are family limitations or who's limiting you and your potential, but something or someone where you are now is limiting your life. So this change is going to open you up and bring you freedom. And freedom is something that you've always wanted to have.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you have in mind some place where you want to move to?
Yes, London.
Okay. Oh, and that feels like it would be a really good place for you to live. So that's a great choice. And it's going to bring
yes,
you even more. Oh, go ahead.
In the light of these recent political events that have happened, that's one of the reasons I've become a little doubtful as to how it'll happen and all of that.
One of the things that I've learned from all these years of listening to my guidance is that how is not something I ever need to be worried about.
Yeah.
And that's so hard for us to give up that whole idea that we don't need to know how. It's a matter of you trusting, believing that you are going to be guided in every moment. You are going to be shown your next step, but you will only be shown the next step when it is time to take the next step. Before then, you're not going to be shown that next step. So everything happens in the moment. So if there's a part of you that's saying, okay, I need to know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, I need to know everything before anything happens, you are going to be very disappointed because you're not going to know that stuff. That is not the way your guidance works. They want you to trust them. They want you to have faith. And they show me that if you do have that faith, that trust, and you allow yourself to be guided, that everything really will fall into place and you will end up in a new location, and London is an excellent choice, and you will have a job that you will actually enjoy going to every day, and you will have friends that feel like family. You will be invited into, I see this group of people. Some of them are from India, and some of them are English, and some of them are Irish. Okay, there's a whole variety of different backgrounds, but they invite you into their group, and they become your family in your new place. So they're showing me that all of this is actually going to work and that you are going to get there and everything is going to be great. But, of course, they're not showing me how, because that if you knew how, then what would you need to trust, you know? So think about the places that you want to work, the jobs that you want to do. Find the ones that actually feel good to you. Don't just look for a job in order to have a job so that you can have money, because that's not the way you really want to create your life. You want to have a job that you love, knowing that you are going to get more than enough money to get whatever you want, the place you want to stay, everything that you need, enough food to eat, you know, enough money to go out with your friends and have a good time, and life is going to be wonderful. So go through all of the places where you've decided that you really like the job and you'd really like to work there. Write each one down on a piece of paper. Take those pieces of paper, put them face down, mix them up, and put them in different places around the room. And then walk around the room and step on each one. Stand there for a second, see how it feels, and then move on to the next one. And you may need to walk around a little before you actually touch the next one. And you will find which ones feel best. Sometimes we actually have to do something physical in order to recognize what we're feeling. So that's why they have me giving you this exercise. See what feels best. And then, you know, pick the top three and work on getting a job with one of those companies.
Okay.
And let yourself do what you're guided to do. And please do trust your guidance. They really are working really hard to get you to where you want to be, to the life that you've imagined and you are truly going to live. So this is going to happen. They're telling me that. This is going to happen. So let yourself be a part of that energy that flows to where you want to go. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
So I hope that helped. And
yes, it was really helpful.
They're saying to look forward to this change in your life. And there's a couple of really cute guys in this group. I just wanted to point that out. Don't know anything about them. You're really cute. So.
Have fun.
That's part of your future, too.
Yes.
Okay, sweetie.
Yes, thank you.
You are
all right.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And there were some really cute guys in that group, so she didn't get to meet them.
That was really great. I could feel her energy completely shift when you said that. She just liked that.
Yeah.
She cracked her up. That was very sweet. Oh, that's fun. I'm excited for her. I think she's got some good stuff happening.
I think so too. It'll really make a difference in her life. It's just like it opens up so much more than it is where she is now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Having the courage to move to another country and to do something completely outside of the norm.
Absolutely.
She can do anything.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, we have 7 minutes left, and we've done all of our callers, and we only have guests in the chat room, so they can't type messages.
Okay.
So what do you guys want us to do for the last few minutes? Talk about yourselves and where people can find you and all of that kind of stuff. Okay. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Before we do that, I just want to put I don't know if David is still listening, but tell him he just popped in my head. I just wanted to tell him we're thinking about him. We're sending him lots of love and, you know, all the callers who called in, actually, really seriously. But I feel like David just had this like major, like huge breakthrough. Like it just felt really significant. Yeah, I think it was.
And he is surrounded by this beautiful light right now, so.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, you go first, see what you're supposed to say.
Okay, what am I supposed to say? I am supposed to remind everybody that if you go to divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on the Schedule Now button and book a discovery session. And a discovery session is a free 20-minute session with me. And we can work on whatever issues you decide you want to work on during that session. This is a one-time only offer that I offer to anyone who wants to accept it. And people have had profound shifts in their lives as a result of just these 20 minutes. So don't think that, oh, only 20 minutes, it can't really do anything for me. You will be amazed at what we can do in 20 minutes.
I'll attest to that, sister. I'm a witness, and I'm a recipient.
Hey, I do 20 minutes.
Do it now. Do it now.
It is amazing. And that's at divinelyguidedhealing.com. So that's just something you can think about if that's what you want to do. All righty, Elizabeth.
Don't hesitate.
To find you.
Okay. they can come to my house and I'll make you dinner. How's that? I live in Corvallis, Oregon. I love having people come over. Actually, you know what I really love to do is go to people's houses and see what they've got in the fridge and cook dinner for them.
Oh, Well, that sounds like fun. I've never done that
Yeah, it's really fun. Well, and at one point, I was talking at the beginning of the show about I've had these couple visions. One of the visions I had was that, and who knows, but I was going to have a television show called The Dancing Chef. It doesn't sound like fun. And that I'd have guests on, you know, and we'd be cooking whatever, but we'd be dancing around at the same time. and it would be one of those people like, it'd be one of those people like, oh, I got to watch The Dancing Chef because what's she going to do this week? Like, it's always going to be something crazy or whatever. anyway, who knows? I don't know. So I'm on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadhu. And, you know, if you go to Barbara Grace's page, which you know how to find her, and then you go into her friends section, and then you can do a search for Elizabeth, and you can find me that way. That's another way to find me. You can email me, Elizabeth Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U, @gmail.com. And at some point here, I think I'll probably be putting my website back up, ElizabethSadhu.com. So anyway, and seriously, if you want to come over for dinner, I'll cook for you. I'm in Oregon, though, so you'd have to come to Oregon. But give me a little bit of advance notice. So. So anyway, I know. What a great show. What a great show. Boy.
Yes,
felt very
it was
powerful.
So much fun.
It was
but
fun.
But we do
it
have a
very,
caller,
very
but
fun.
They don't have their hand up. So
I wonder if they know about the one.
If you have a question, press 1, and I will open up to talk to you for the next couple of minutes. Well, actually, we probably go a little longer, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
Okay, they do have a question. Okay.
Okay, good deal.
203, what's your name?
Hello, hi, greetings, how are you? Good afternoon.
Hello.
We are fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And your name is?
My name is Norma.
Hi, Norma.
Okay, Norma. What can we do for you today?
Is there anything that you see happening for me for the future?
In any particular area or just in general?
In general.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay. No pressure or anything. So my guides are telling me they want to say again, they do not predict the future. So, and then the smart ass part of me wanted to say something about there's a whole future out there for you, you know? and so the main thing I'm getting right away though, Norma, is they want you to find some joy. They want you to go get a funny movie and watch it. Then they want you to watch another funny movie. And then they want you to go find a friend and tell a joke or something. They want you to cultivate some more joy and silly and laughter in your life. And that then you're going to see your future because things are going to shift and things are going to open up. And, there is a lot out there, but they're not showing me anything for you, at least not right this second. They're just saying that it's really important that your first step for your future is to cultivate some silly, cultivate joy. Think about what's going to bring you joy. And one of the things they've often said to me is you can do this with anything in your life. So let's say you're like, okay, what am I going to eat for dinner? Gosh, you know, I really should have some salad, but I kind of really thinking a hamburger sounds good or whatever it is. So you can in your body, in yourself, think what would bring me more joy? Would it bring me more joy to have a salad Would it bring me more joy to have a hamburger? Would it bring me more joy to have a bowl of ice cream? And what they're saying is that it might bring you more joy to have ice cream in that exact moment. But what'll happen is it'll kind of even out, because then maybe for breakfast they're telling you, you know, oh, let's have some salad. That's going to bring me the most joy for breakfast. So it's kind of like let go of the rules of what you think you should be doing and look at it a little bit more from a standpoint of what will bring me joy, what will feel blissful in my body, what will lift me out of the doldrums, what will lift me out of this worry about my future. And I'm going to focus on joy. And they're even saying, put on some fun music wherever you live and dance around. Let yourself dance around wherever it is you live and get your booty shaken and bring yourself some joy. Barbara Grace.
Okay. I think I do so, just no, that.
Well,
you
yeah,
get that?
They really want you to understand that you create your future, that it's not just something random that's been set in stone, that this is the way she's going to be and these are the choices she's going to make. You are the one that creates your future. You're the one that creates everything in your life. So by deciding what it is you want to create, what it is you want to experience, then that is what you get to create. So you're not this helpless victim of the world. You are this powerful woman who has the ability to make her life whatever she wants it to be. And they want you to start living in that energy and to allow yourself to feel your power, your joy, your love, your laughter, and to create your life from that energy. So that's what they really want you to get out of that. That's the message for you, is that you are the one with the power.
Okay.
So how does all that feel?
Great. great.
I'm empowered
yes. by those words, yes.
Yay.
Good. Now you can look at your life and decide what it is you really want, you know? And
yeah.
let that be what you focus on. Only focus on what you want. Don't spend any time in fear or worry or doubt or frustration unless that's what you actually enjoy. And I've yet to find anyone who actually enjoys that. So let those things go and focus on what you enjoy.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Norma.
Thank you for calling, Norma.
Have fun. Have fun in your fun future.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Put on some music and go and dance right now. Okay.
Take care.
All right, Elizabeth. I think that we are done
honey.
For today.
I think
it's
so.
It's been a blast. Yes.
Me too, girly. Yeah.
So enjoy your day. Enjoy your week of, you know, getting to do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
Oh, and they're saying that you should let this be how you live your life all of the time. Don't
put
yourself
second. Well, that's true. Yeah. It has shifted a lot. It really has, yeah. Over the years.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, just remember,
you know,
25
years.
Yeah, he's been there for years, so I think he's going to stay. So it's okay for you to speak up and be yourself.
Yes. Well, I think he kind of likes it.
I think so, too.
Thank you, honey.
Well, thank you, and I will See you next month. Let's see.
That's right.
Day are you on? Yes, you're on the 22nd of July.
Yeah, I actually went and put it in my calendar, you know, for the next couple months, so I'd make sure.
That's good, because I'm really lousy about sending people reminders. So if you guys don't remember, you just don't show up.
I know. It's like, Hey, by the way, did you get my message about the movie, Joyful Noise or something about the gospel?
Yes, that is actually where I got that song from. That soundtrack that I play came from that movie, because I watched that movie and it just really struck me. So when I looked at that,
I love that.
That's where I got it from.
Oh, my God. And then at the end, during the credits, they're singing, "You Are Amazing Grace." I don't know if you heard.
See, I'm
going
to have to go back
know.
And listen to the credits again and listen to the song.
I love that. Okay,
that is
good.
So funny.
That is very funny.
Thank you for sharing.
All right, sweetie.
And
you betcha.
I'll go
all right,
I
love you, honey. Okay.
Love you too. Thanks.
Okay, bye,
bye-bye.
Sweetie. Take care. Thank you.
You too. And thanks to all of the listeners, and we will talk again on Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful, magical weekend.